Hello, everybody. Welcome to One Drink, a podcast where we talk about one topic for one drink. I'm Matthew.
And I'm Oliver.
I'm Nellie.
And I'm Nicole.
And we are back again for the second annual
Queen of Hearts. We made it!
Yeah. Yeah.
We made it! It's so exciting to be here. It's so exciting to have come to this moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
What a year it's been for you guys since the last one, bringing it all the way. You know what I mean? Full circle. A whole nother year, a whole nother venue,
I know. To just be here in this moment is so surreal.
Yeah.
And, you know, our goal was to break over 100, to just have 100 guests. Yeah. We broke 130 today.
Yeah.
So that was amazing to be a part of and just see in that moment. Mm-hmm. It felt so good because it was one of those, like, we looked a 16-year-old in the face and said, we're going to get you to Spain. We got you. And then we turned around and we're like, how do we make this happen? So to be here in this moment right now is so amazing, and I'm so thankful for everyone. Yeah. I'm thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for all our guests.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it so much.
I know.
Being able to be a part of this and see the journey, though, that it takes from, you know, step number one, especially because, you know, when we talked to you guys the first time, it was in the freezing cold, in a tent, and you were like, hey, we're doing this thing. You know what I mean?
That's how the whole thing started.
You were like, wait, come talk to us about the thing that we're going to do, probably.
And ironically,
I was like, okay, let's go do it.
My drink then, too.
I think I was nervous then, too.
So,
anytime I get nervous, I chug
one drink.
Yes, exactly. It all started with one drink.
It's amazing.
Yeah, but no, to be here with you guys for a second year in a row, to see the journey, you know, and the progress that's been made from minute one in the cold tent, you know what I mean, to being here at the second annual.
It's absolutely amazing. Yeah. I can believe it, actually. You know, they always say it's surreal, but if you know the work you've put in and what you've done to get there, to be here in this moment, so many of our board members, our event planners, everyone came together, and we had so many obstacles that came up during the time leading up to it. Even with 3 weeks, 2 weeks before, we had big parts of the groups that were helping us just kind of vanish or depart, or something came up, and again everyone was like, do you reschedule, do you this? And then I said, we looked the 16-year-old in the eyes and told her, no, we got this. There's no excuse when you're down in a quarter, when you're down in a game, when you feel like you're not going to win, you don't get to quit. And that was our motivation. It was like,
you rally your teammates.
That's it.
And so to rally it, it's like we not only came into the fourth quarter to tie it, we went into like a triple overtime and we smashed it. So it's like one of those most amazing moments that we're here. It's just like, I can't wait to just.
It's cool. Yeah. And for sure. And like everyone, you had a good week of promotion too.
Yeah.
You
oh my
were
God.
All over the
yeah.
place.
Yeah. So. It came out of nowhere. Again, like 105 called us out of nowhere. Channel 13, Channel 8 was like, no, we're coming to see you at your. And I was like, wow.
And that's the thing that's cool is, like, each year, it seems, I mean, we were with you for the first one.
Yes, so you've been through it all.
This is the second one, and to see more and more sponsors, more and more people know about it, you know, the bigger it gets.
It's got to be a great feeling, too, from your end, you know, like, seeing the growth of the event, you know, and what it stands for, the growth of, you know, more sponsors interested, more people interested, more tickets being sold, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's got to be satisfying knowing that, like, you know, you're trying to do this for these kids, or in this case, this girl, and it's like, man, all my work is, I'm watching it.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
a lot of hard work.
Like,
That's been the coolest part. So
it's harrowing.
For sure. Where you get to it, and you're like, a lot of moments leading up to it, like, a lot of the calls she got from me were those, I don't know if we can do this. I don't know, like, what to do. I don't know how to. And she was like, stop saying you don't know. The only way you don't know is by finding out, and then you do know. And so to see this here and at this moment and see how quickly you've seen the change and the jump on it is just one of those, I keep using the word surreal. Like, I'm so in awe and so excited.
Absolutely. I mean,
I'm more comfortable this year too.
Definitely.
You can't tell.
Well, we got you to sit. We got you to
like,
sit.
Literally, so that's
yeah, I don't think I could sit next year. Last year, I don't even think I could sit. I think I was like, stuck in everything. Yeah. But
it used to be, Nicole, you have to come with me to this interview. And now she's like, I got this.
Yeah, even like, grabbing the mic now
the
and
microphone.
Just being like, all right, guys, like, this is...
It's my time.
I think that's been the weirdest part of it all. It's just like, I'm finding my voice in all this, and I feel like I've grown so much with this.
Yeah.
And it went from where I was trying to hide and, like, not be the forefront and almost be like, no, look at everything else, to now it's like, okay, I have to step in this role.
Oh, yeah.
I have to step into this moment because I know the turnaround and what it comes on the other side of it. I know the groups of kids we get to help. I know the individuals that we get to look at, and when we promise something, follow through with it. And so this is just the beginning. We've had amazing people that rallied like around us in the ninth inning to make this happen.
Yeah.
And like, Brittany is down there and is one of them. Brittany!
Yeah.
That's my girl. So we're so excited to see all this come together and just have it all like happen.
And so how has the support been all of Rochester? Like,
it's been incredible.
It has been incredible.
Yeah. And it just keeps growing and getting better and better. And I mean, like, it's to the point where people are like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
Good people deserve it too, right?
Yeah, I love
absolutely.
Her.
Right? Exactly.
And like,
and it's I mean, last year it was a lot of, you know, explaining what we do and stuff like that, and really just drumming up the word and interest and like within the community. And now it's just like
they know.
They just know.
Yeah.
And it's
that's
great.
A great thing, though.
And that's
or they're
that's,
texting you and they're like, "We heard you on this. We saw you on this," and you're like, "You did?
You did?"
And that's the best thing about the Rochester community.
Where was I the other?
Oh, that's
100% is a wonder.
Oh, it was like
it was at, Rochester's
at
amazing.
Yeah,
for that.
And they literally were like, "Hey, weren't you on one drink podcast? I know Matt. Da da da. She's a teacher at school too."
Oh, really?
That's awesome.
Yeah. She. We were at like a court hearing, and she was like, "I saw you on Matt and Oliver's show. I know you." And I was like,
"I love you." Cool.
I was like, "This guy's like, I know you do. I don't even know me. This is great."
That's awesome.
So it was really cool, and she was like, "Yeah, I saw. I'm gonna try to come to the event." And I was like, "Wow, like
perfect.
This is so cool."
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So.
Well, I don't want to keep you too long. You know, I know you got 1,000 people wanting you to go in 10,000 different directions.
Yes.
Right? We appreciate you so much for having us down, two for including us in all of this, and for taking the
Thank
time
you.
To sit down and talk to us.
One Drink Podcast, follow them. They're amazing.
Thank
they are
you.
Amazing.
And
we keep telling people
we'll
that.
See you guys next year.
I hope.
Hell
we
yeah.
already know this is going
I'm
to be
already in.
Done.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate that. Appreciate
it.
Whoever's ready for their interview, come see One Drink Podcast, baby.
Woo!
But anyways, guys, good people deserve this too.
Happy birthday to this beautiful lady.
Happy birthday.
.org. Check them out. Be sure to check us out.
And wish her a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Anyways, guys, until next time.
We got crashers.
Bye, guys.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Awesome.